All right, guys, welcome back to the best podcast in the world. We are rated 5 stars on iTunes by Jesus Christ. Okay. He says, this podcast feels the holes in my hands. All right.
That's so fucked up.
That's interesting. A lot of things to cover today, but I guess we can start off with, how do you feel about growing old? I have had this thought a lot, the past couple weeks. I don't know if I would be okay just like getting old enough to where I got to be thrown in a retirement home because I didn't have any kids, and you know.
The majority of people that are older still get thrown in retirement homes by their kids. And your kid's not going to be like, "Hey, I know you're 80 years old and I'm 40 and have my own things going on. Just come live with me." Yeah, you know, come and shit on my couch and fucking slobber everywhere and just yell at walls and shit. That'd be great, brother.
You know what I want to know? So do those old, man, I feel aggressive saying it, but do the old people know that are they still...
Oh, they're fully aware.
They're fully aware?
They're fully aware that they're being fucking dumbasses and treating people like shit, but it's like a baby. A baby's fully aware it's biting your fucking foot, but what are you going to do, punch a baby? No.
Can you punch an old person?
You're not going to fucking punch an old person. Who the fuck would punch an old person?
Well, why would you bring it up if that's not what you were going to say?
That's what I'm saying. They do it because nobody's going to fucking do anything about it.
All right.
If you sit there and yell at an old person, you're going to look like an asshole. Even if that old person literally, like, treated you like shit for an hour straight, they don't care.
Did you see the Chick-fil-A video where the old woman went into, like, old gray-haired woman, she had to be at least 65 or something. She went into, it was when the Popeye's chicken thing was really big, and she went into the Popeye's chicken and called the person behind the counter the not-so-good word.
I think N-word?
What?
The N-word?
Yeah, the N-word. Not so good word. And that
the bitch
man,
wanted her chicken, man. Like, give her a fucking chicken. You can't hoard that shit.
The man just came out of the room. I'll throw up a video here for our video listeners. Came out of the Chick-fil-A. He still had his uniform on and everything. Grabbed her by the throat, picked her up, and just slammed her in the parking lot.
Like an 80-year-old woman?
Yeah, like an old woman.
Like old Shirley Top fucking...
Yeah, Shirley Top, exactly.
She died, right?
The video cut off after that. What do you think? They're still going to record it?
But she's definitely dead.
I mean, she could
have been. Guy is now in prison. That's why you don't attack old people. Because they die easily. Same thing with babies.
So
imagine if... Does not have to be this, but going with the scenario we were just talking about. Imagine if a large black man grabbed a newborn baby and slammed it on the ground. That fucking thing is dead.
Okay. Well, all right. Back on our topic, though. How do you feel about growing old?
I wouldn't mind it. I see it as this. Like, I already have a plan for whenever I retire. Like, what to do when I turn old. Okay. So, like, right now, you know, you can't really do a lot drug-wise at this age. And the main reason for that is you get a new job, you get drug tested, you are traveling a lot, so policemen will see you, people will see you. You know, you have to still be social. So if you're doing meth, you're gonna fucking... people be able to tell if you're doing meth at the age of 20. But if you're 50 years old, you're retired, there's no reason to go anywhere but the golf course, a few lines of cocaine won't hurt nobody. You won't get caught. There's no reason to get caught. That's my plan. Like, I will probably die 5 years after retirement from drug overdose. Just because there's nothing to stop me. There's no way for me to get in trouble. There's no reason for me to go to prison. Nothing. And also, I don't want to get to that age where I'm just fucking screaming at a wall because I think it's my fucking dead wife. Like... that's a little fucked up.
You know what's really scaring me lately? This is kind of off topic. I haven't gave my opinion yet, but what's really scaring me is ever since I moved out and I am seeing my parents, like, I guess less, every time I see them, it, and I'm not trying to be mean or anything, but I can notice them getting older, and it's really freaking me out.
So you're more worried about your parents passing away.
Yeah.
It happens to everybody, man.
Does it not? Do you not think about that at all?
Now that I'm an adult, I don't. And say back whenever I was in, back whenever my I was dependent off of my parents, I thought about it a lot because it would not only affect me emotionally, but it would actually change my entire life. Like I'd probably have to move, go into foster care, something or the other. Like my whole entire life would be changed. Nowadays, yes, I do not want to lose my parents. It would hurt me a lot emotionally, but it wouldn't in turn change my life. I still pay all my own bills. I still take care of myself. I still do whatever I want. I just don't have my mom to talk to. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Which that would suck a lot. Like, don't get me wrong. I'd be broken up about it for a long fucking time, but it's not like I'd shut down and not be able to go on with life type deal. I mean, I understand death. It happens. Like, that's just the way it is. It sucks, but that's it. My great-grandma's like 98 years old, and we're all just waiting for her to die.
I don't know. Definitely that's fantastic. Definitely a tough thing to talk about. I can give you my plan for when I get old. So I haven't really told a lot of people this, but I might even sound crazy saying this, but I think that the ultimate way to go out, the only way to go out, because I don't want to get past like
drug overdose.
No, I don't want to get past the, stage in life where you're losing your mind. You are probably going to be put in a retirement home because you can't care for yourself.
That's the thing, like that. Though. Whenever you do get to that point, you don't know you're at that point. It's not like you're consciously thinking, oh, I used to know this and now I don't know this, because you don't know this. So you're not going to be able to think about the fact that you don't know it anymore. That's why whenever you do get to that age, it's actually kind of awesome, because it is like being a toddler. You don't have a lot of responsibilities. You can kind of say and do whatever you want. You know, it's whatever. And you don't even usually think about it at that age, because you just don't have the time or the care to think about that shit.
Is that why older people are racist, or is it because...
That's just why they, if they have a viewpoint, they fucking say it. Because why the fuck not? There's no reason not to.
Well, they could get choke slammed in the Popeyes parking lot.
That's very easy. That's very rare, but
yeah.
And also, but fuck it, she lived 80 years. That's a really cool way to go out. Yeah, fucking guy at Popeyes came out and choke slammed me on the ground, killed me. What's up, Jesus?
So, back to what I would be doing, or the way that I'm thinking. Is I don't want to get to that age. That age really scares me. But I think that the only way to really go out with a bang, be memorable. This wouldn't even be memorable, but actually having a purpose, I guess.
Let's see.
What if you... I guess this is a theoretical. So, being so intelligent, getting to a point where you're so intelligent that you are hunted by the government for being so intelligent, to a point where it's like, they wouldn't hunt you just for being smart, so you'd have to do something, but it's not necessarily illegal, just something the government doesn't want. Like, what if you made a sustainable, renewable, clean energy source, okay, that you gave it away for free? Like, you patented it, and you gave it away for free to everybody. Everybody that wanted it, you gave it to them.
You government can always would hunt dream, you man, because of the you're probably big... going to die, like, falling down a fucking flight of steps or something. Like, you're definitely not going to die like that, I can tell you that much.
That would be the ultimate way to go, is what I'm saying. That's what I want. Nah, I want to be way so to go, intelligent. Like,
straight up, man, ultimate way to go is drug overdose. Fucking, I'd rather go out seeing dragons and shit flying around the room and then just having a heart attack than the government's after me because I made a clean, renewable water source. Ooh, shit, what am I gonna do?
Have you seen that Shark Tank episode with the Sullivan generator?
I've seen, like, I literally watched, like, 11 hours of Shark Tank last night. From where I stayed up until 9 a.m. Was doing nothing but watching Shark Tank and Dragon's Den. Just those two. No, I don't think I've seen it. But, like, growing old's not something to be afraid of. It's just something to accept. I mean, it's the way it fucking is, man. Like, that's actually it. It's just, you just gotta accept it.
How do you feel about the, I don't know if you've seen it, but I've seen posts on Instagram with people saying that we should, how do I say it? We should make our life, like just starting out like 20 to 40, that is when you're, you know, you can actually get up and do stuff and really...
More realistically, from 20 to like 55. As long as you take care of yourself.
You have to let me finish to understand what I'm saying, but... You know, 20 to like 40, where you can actually get up and do stuff and be active and do all that stuff. That's the area where you don't have responsibility. Instead of the like 65 to however.
Don't have responsibility?
Listen, they're saying that's what should happen. As in, like, you don't have to have a job and stuff, but you're getting paid and you're getting to go do all this stuff. And then after you get to the point where life really isn't fun anymore because you've done everything, then move on to the...
So whenever you get to the point where your back and shit doesn't work anymore, you should start, you know, working. Taking care of all the labor, lumber mills and oil fields and coal mines and all of those construction jobs. I'd love to see 85-year-old fucking granny out there lifting logs and shit, man. It makes a lot of sense.
No, that's the...
Do you mean child labor laws? We should get rid of those. Because in between the age of 20 and 40 is our main labor force.
I'm not saying either of those.
Which is like 65% of the nation.
I'm not saying either of those. I'm saying that the time where we can have fun, we should go have fun. And then when we can't anymore because either life isn't
exciting. Doesn't mean you shouldn't have to have a job. You can have a job and still have fun.
If you're working 5 days a week, like trading your time for money, you're just wasting away.
So you're working 5 days a week. That's 2 days of the week where you can go fucking do whatever you want. That's 16 hours out of every day that you can go and do whatever the fuck you want. 5 days a week, 8 hour shifts is not shit. If you complain about it, then you're a bitch.
Okay, whatever you say.
I'm serious. It's 16 hours, 5 days of the week that you have on your own.
That what I just said was a post I saw on Instagram that I thought was interesting to think about. But it's obviously went over your head.
No, it did not go over my head. I understand it. Because my viewpoint on it is, who and when was it decided that life is a fucking survival video game? Who decided that you have to live as long as possible and you have to have the best things so that you can live and be on top your entire life? Because it's not. It's not a survival game. It's not that type of game. It's a game that you can only play for a finite amount of time per character. And you need to enjoy that time as much as you can.
I've been thinking a lot about intelligence and what it means to be intelligent and stuff. And I wanted to get your thoughts on this because I haven't mentioned this to you before we started this podcast. Specifically because I wanted to get your reactions on it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it means to necessarily be intelligent.
Yeah, because you're not.
Well, it could be that, or, you know, whatever. That's not what I'm trying to get at. I'm trying to get at okay, so
really just proving intelligent, my point here, bub.
What?
You're really just proving my point here, bub.
You're really fucking me up here, bud. I'm really trying here. I don't think anybody knows what it means to be intelligent, but we do know that intelligent people are more depressed, right?
We know what it means to be intelligent. We don't know what it means to have a conscience.
Okay. So this is going to feed into my theory on gray people, but I don't know if we're going to even have time to bring that up because that's a long debate.
Racist.
Okay. So, intelligence. Like, intelligent people have... are like statistically more depressed because they understand that everything is a rat race. And I was listening to this, I don't know if it was a podcast or a video, but it was, they made a really interesting point saying that intelligent people aren't the ones that strive in life to try and be happy. They're not the ones that do whatever it takes to be happy.
They're not
wanting to conform because they know that
they're not the ones not average. That think that if I don't become a surgeon, I won't be happy. They're not that kind of person. They understand, okay, I live for a finite amount of time. I might live 65 years, might live 80, I might live 40. Okay, so we go off that. At the age of 18, I'm going to go to doctor school. I won't graduate until I'm 30. That right there is 12 years of your life that you could be enjoying. You could be doing whatever you want. Fuck, you could be working at McDonald's and smoking weed every night and having the time of your fucking life, man. That's it. But then you have the people that see it as, that's 12 years of my life that I have to sacrifice so that the rest of my life is perfect and easygoing. No. Because once you finish it, you're still going to have stresses. You're still going to be upset. You're still going to be stressed over this, stressed over that. That's why in my mind, I don't care if I have the best car in the world. I don't care if I have the best apartment. I don't care if I have the best job because of the fact that if I do have the best car in the world, guess what? I'm going to be looking for a car that's better. And once that car comes out, I'm going to do nothing but want that car. I'm not going to be happy with my car. I'm not going to be happy with my life because I don't have that car. I'm not going to be happy unless I have a better house. I'm not going to be happy unless I have a better job. No matter what, there's always something better. And if you constantly want something that's better, you're never going to be happy. You're never going to be happy where you're at. It's called being content. I mean, you have to learn to be content with things, but that doesn't mean to lose drive. You can still try for things, but at least for someone with my mindset, it feels pointless at times because if I had the drive to go and buy a Corvette, I'd buy the Corvette and then I'd want a Bugatti. Then I'd get the drive to go buy a Bugatti. And then I'd want a fucking super racer car. Get the drive, go buy a super racer car. Like, no matter what, you won't be happy with what you have because you'll want something more.
Okay, that wasn't necessarily where I'm getting at. I can see your point, but do you think that intelligent, like doctors, would be considered intelligent people? Because at that point, you would say that intelligence is coming from what you know, but anybody, you can't really say anybody, but most people could go become doctors because that's something that they're being taught, not
something.
You know
something interesting?
I think you're born with intelligence.
It's called IQ. You know something interesting? So, majority of doctors don't really do it for the money. They didn't start it out for the money. They like the money. They love the money. They're okay with the money and they're okay with getting more and more money. Don't get me wrong. But they didn't start doing it for the money. The people that started doing it for the money drop out about year 3. Sometimes year 7. The people that stick with it are the people that want to help. They want to make a difference. They want to help people feel better. That's it. You have the people that aren't very intelligent that go into it where they're saying, well, my uncle's a doctor and he makes $17 million a year. I want to do that. 3 years in, they're like, well, I wouldn't want to do this. This sucks. Why would I want to do this? This is a fucking terrible job field. I get treated like shit. I can never sleep. Why would I want that?
So, I mean, are you saying that intelligence is something that you're born with? Like, I think yes. That intelligence is something you're born with.
Yes.
So, you can't say that doctors are... You can't say that all doctors are intelligent because that's something that they're taught, right?
They're intelligent for being able to understand and stay in the job field. As much as someone might disagree with a doctor's diagnosis or something like that, they are intelligent enough to be able to pass those like 8 to 12 years of college. They're intelligent enough to be able to do that with good enough grades to get at a good hospital. They're intelligent enough to actually stay committed and finish it out. I mean, that right there is intelligence in its own, to be able to not give up. Because that schooling is not easy. Plus, a lot of doctors have terrible hours and they work 24/7. And I'm saying like actual doctors, not like, I'm going to stop by the clinic down the road and see old Juan and see what he's talking about today. That's not a real fucking doctor.
Okay, so let's say, as example, You're saying that you're born with intelligence, which is something that I completely agree with.
Yeah, it's called the IQ.
After talking to my therapist,
your therapist must not have a very high IQ.
I don't know how accurate he is. He was a pretty average person. Yeah. Are you saying that people?
That's a therapist's job, to make people average, so they're going to be fairly average. Yes.
I wouldn't say fairly. I would say extremely.
He's what he's the goal that you're going to shoot for if you keep going to him. Yeah,
I only went to him once, and I think he wants to commit me or something.
Stay off that helium shit, man.
Do you think that people are more intelligent that, okay, do you think that people that conform and, you know, follow the rat race are more intelligent than people that don't conform and don't follow the rat race? Because
depends on what your definition of conform is. Like, do you mean like conform,
become average and work a 9-to-5 and do all that?
I would say that the low intelligent, and let me finish by saying that the people with low intelligence to mid intelligence all conform. They do the 9-to-5. They do what's expected of them. They do what their dad did and what their dad did before their dad. You see what I mean?
Does that mean that they're more intelligent?
And then you have the people with above average intelligence. I feel like the people with above average intelligence see the rat race and don't want to be a part of it. They think it's a useless thing to be a part of, so they just don't. So they don't conform. And then you have the people with high intelligence. And the people with high intelligence see the rat race, see how pointless it is, but see how much of a pain in the ass it is to not conform. And they just say, fuck it, conform, so that they don't have to be having a pain in their ass 24/7 because they're not part of the conformity. You don't want to be an oddball out. It just makes things harder.
Well, let's get your thoughts on this. I actually started going to the therapist for sort of what we're talking about right now. I feel like I'm intelligent enough to understand that you got all these, I can't say gray people because they're probably not going to know what I'm talking about when I say gray people, but
then explain it.
It's going
to
take
gray
a long
people
time.
Are just people.
I tried to explain it to Jamie.
Gray people are basically just side characters in your life. They don't make a difference. They don't fucking do anything. Yep. They're just people that are there. They're not people that are going to invent a new car. They're not people that are going to ever make a difference in the world. They're literally just a gray part of history that will never make a difference. They're going to be here for 80 years. They're going to die. That's a gray person. If you don't understand that, you're a gray person. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're an NPC in a video game.
Yes.
That's what it is. So,
you don't even offer quest, you piece of shit.
Fucking Preston Garvey looking motherfucker. back to what I was saying, the whole reason that I even went to the therapist is because I feel like I'm intelligent enough to understand that it is a rat race and I don't want to conform, but the easiest outcome...
It's easier just to conform.
Yeah,
really.
The easiest outcome is to conform, but... If you conform, and he didn't understand this when I was trying to explain it to him, because he passed me off into another guy. Because
he conformed when he was fucking 18 and became a therapist. He spent 4 years in college for $30,000 a year. That's pretty fucking stupid, isn't it? That's low IQ 101, isn't it?
He had to pass me on to another therapist because he didn't understand what I was trying to get at. And he didn't understand, like, the whole animal evolving thing. Like, he just...
He probably shouldn't have brought that up. I mean, that was pretty stupid on your part.
Anyway, I feel like if you do conform, that makes you average and you're not doing anything to like make a difference, or your life is pointless if you conform. But I feel like maybe, even though I have no idea, maybe if you just keep fighting it, you'll eventually get to a point where you see the outcome that you've been waiting for.
Yeah, I mean, that's true either way. But the thing, too, though, is so you said, and correct me if I'm wrong, you said that if you conform, your life is pointless, right?
Yeah, you're just following the rat race.
What can you do to make your life not pointless? Like, literally, there's absolutely nothing that you can do to change the outcome of your life. You will die either way. You'll obviously be forgotten in three generations either way.
Yeah, obviously.
Unless you pull a Hitler and kill millions of people, you'll be forgotten in three generations. That's it.
Yeah, obviously. That's not what I'm saying.
So no matter what, your life is meaningless.
Not necessarily. You have to find something that makes you feel fulfilled. You can't just conform and do a job that you're getting paid decently or whatever. Even if, like, let's say that, as an example, I'm the one graphic design. It doesn't make me feel fulfilled because I'm not challenged in doing anything. It's all just easy ass stuff. I get paid decently, but I could probably just stay there, but I don't want to because I'm not feeling fulfilled. And it's not like a quest to feel fulfilled. I feel like I'm meant for something more. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you aren't. And even if you are, it doesn't make a difference. I know that I sound like a fucking heartless asshole. It doesn't make a difference. Artist. They spend their entire life doing what they love. Guess what? They die.
All right, we're going to take a quick time out to hear a message from our sponsors. We finally hit the 30-minute mark.
It's either NordVPN or Raid Shadow Legends, so have fun with that.
All right.
This podcast is sponsored today by Bluehost. Bluehost is one of the best website hosting services out right now. Currently supporting over 2 million, is that right? 2 million? Oh, okay. 2 million websites worldwide. They make it simple and cheap to bring your website live with their 24/7 experts on standby just waiting for you to fuck up. They are being generous, and those of you who listen to this podcast, they are giving you one hell of a deal, right? You get a free domain name for your first year, free SSL certificate so you can show up as a legit secure website, and literally a one-click, well, I suppose it's probably more like 4 or 5, but we can say quick WordPress install. And all of this for, I shit you not, all just starting at $3.95 a month. You can support us by visiting them at our affiliate link, bluehost.com/track/useless wisdom. That is www.bluehost.com/track/useless wisdom. Let's just thank Bluehost again for sponsoring this episode.
Like, what happened at your therapist visit? Why do you have a therapist anyways?
We kind of went over it a little bit, but I can tell you.
You just said that you thought that you had a high IQ and that's why you needed to get a therapist, which is a bullshit reason.
That's not what I said.
Kind of what you said.
That's not even close to what I said.
I'm so intelligent that I just don't want to conform, so I went to go see a man that's literally meant to make people conform.
Okay, maybe it was my fault that I didn't explain it right. All right. I meant that I think that I'm intelligent enough to see that it's pointless to conform. And I don't know what makes people think that it's all right to just trade your time for money. But on the other hand, I can see the point in working towards either saving up enough money, or I think it's the hamster, the sound that you're hearing.
Yeah.
I can see the point in like working somewhere to save up enough money to do something that you actually want to do, like start your own business or whatever. And I can see the point behind entrepreneurs working 16, 17, 18 hours a day. And that's all because, you know, they're working towards making themselves have a purpose.
Does that make sense? Why is it so important to have a purpose?
If you don't have a purpose in life, then there's, what's the point in even...
It's like asking what the meaning of life is. There's no meaning of life. Humans were an accident. We're not meant to do some crazy feat or do this or do that. We're literally just animals that are born on the planet and die on the planet. You don't have to have a meaning. You just should find enjoyment in your daily life.
It's not like that. That's not exactly what I'm trying to get at here. I'm saying giving yourself a purpose, not like the meaning of life.
I know that giving yourself a purpose, I understand that, but all that does is just make your life stressful because you have to keep working until you reach that purpose. And then once you reach that purpose, then what? You have to find another purpose?
It's the journey. Getting to it is the fun part. Is the part where you're happy. When you get to the point, then you're just going to look for another thing to work towards. Which kind of just goes with what you just said, but I mean,
in my mindset, I'm going to just say this. Earlier I said above average, don't want to conform. High intelligence, we'll just conform. I'm saying I have high intelligence, you're above average. But you did take a CAT IQ test, by the way. That's a whole different story. So basically, in my mind, I see it like this. If I find something I enjoy, I'll just do it. I'll do it on the side, whatever. That's it. I'll just do it because I enjoy it. And once I don't enjoy it anymore, I don't. I don't need to have a meaning to my life. I don't need to have that certain thing that gives me drive because I know that no matter what, it doesn't matter in the end. It doesn't matter how many achievements I complete or how much I get off of my bucket list. It doesn't matter because whenever I die, I die. I don't have a chance to regret it. There's no reason to regret it. It's already over. That's why I don't have a bucket list. That's why I kind of go with the day to day. I live every day as best as I can, but I'm not constantly looking towards the future. I'm not constantly hoping that this will happen one day or that if I do this, then I can finally reach this goal. Like, I've always wanted to be a huge streamer. Always. Either that or big on YouTube. One of the two. I've always wanted that ever since I was like 14. And I tried it for a while on YouTube and I didn't enjoy it after like a year and I quit. I quit trying to do YouTube. A lot of work, not a lot of return. I didn't see the point in it. I'm planning on trying Twitch here soon, but I'll probably end up doing the same thing. It's one of those things where, yeah, I see the end result, but I don't think the hassle and the waste of time for getting to that result's worth it. Because that 5 years that I spend to become popular on stream and hate every single day and hate streaming that 5 years, it's not worth the 5 years of me being popular on stream. You know, it's a waste of 5 years of your life just to get to one thing that you enjoy.
So it sounds to me like you're just starting stuff to, you know, get to the goal. When you start something, liking what you're doing up to the point is like super important. Like liking the journey, getting there, the grind. Sounds like you don't have
that. Some people like that. I mean, some people do like that grind. They do constantly have that drive from birth, but that's something I've never had. That's one thing that's tough for me. Like right now I'm trying to finish up my college work. And it's so hard because I literally have like 4 days of college work left. That's it. But my dumb ass is just like, it's only 4 days though. I got 6 months, bitch. Let's go. Like it's hard for me to take away from my own happiness for a possible happiness that I'll have in the future. It's really hard for me to do that.
So then, do you not see the benefit that the journey provides you. Meaning, as an example, when I wanted to do YouTube, when I first started YouTube, doing like real shitty videos and stuff, oh, you can make custom thumbnails? Cool. I learned how to use Photoshop, and I use that all the time now. I use that. I have a job doing that.
You fucking like lied your way into that job, but yeah.
I didn't lie my way into it.
Bitch, that job requires like a bachelor's degree, and you literally have high school.
People are just starting to realize that...
that degrees are pointless and just a big money card.
Yeah, and you know, that just happened within the last decade, since we are kind of ending the decade now.
Well, it's one thing that I was talking to somebody the other day at work, a customer that came in, right? And me and him were talking about, and this is a guy that's like 70 years old, and he's owned so many businesses. I think he's like one of the few millionaires in West Virginia. Like, this guy, he knows his shit. And I was talking to him, and I was asking him, you know, like, I asked him, like, what do you think the importance of college is in today's hiring process? And he straight up told me, he's like, I think that the only companies that are still stuck on having to have degrees are the ones that are going to have to switch soon because they can't find people with degrees. And also, they're slowly realizing, this is, he's telling me, he's like, the thing that made him realize that degrees are pointless, he hired an IT guy. 6 years, he had his master's degree in IT, but he got that back in 1995. Mm-hmm. He got his bachelor's in IT.
When they still had fucking punch card computers.
His 14-year-old son came in and fixed an issue that the IT guy was having 2 weeks worth of problems with in 10 minutes. You don't know how? He came in, he looked at it, thoroughly looked at it, Googled it, fixed it. The main thing is our generation knows how to use the resources that we have. We have unlimited resources to know and learn anything that we want at the snap of our fingers, like nothing. If I wanted to learn the rocket formula right now, it would take me 15 minutes on Google to find out. Now, to master it, it would take a little bit longer, but I could still do it just by Googling it.
Yep.
If I'm at work and a computer is completely bricked, I literally just have to type in what's going on online, and there's an answer.
And then you got people that are completely, 100% self-taught in whatever field. And they don't even have to go on there because they've either experienced the issue or, like myself, I just leave the... I learn by hearing someone talk about stuff, and I just leave shit up on the TV when I'm here, like cleaning the house or, you know, doing something on the computer, just that playing in the background. And then eventually, if I ever have that issue, I already know what to do. Mm-hmm. And that's how most people are learning. And that's why you don't need a degree. Yeah. In my eyes. I mean, maybe I can still see a doctor, and I'm still having an issue seeing like a lawyer needing it, because I feel like, I know this from running some online stores. When I needed to learn stuff about legal, to write the privacy policy, terms of service, all this other stuff, there are videos that go through reading a sample privacy policy and explaining what everything means. So
I'll talk.
Do you need
that
it to be a lawyer?
I want to say this before I forget. So the highest paid, best cybersecurity people that work for banks and like do their whole entire anti-hack systems and shit are self-taught hackers. These people are making like seven figures, and they're just self-taught hackers that started hacking at the age of like 15, got caught at one point, the bank offered them a job. That right there proves the point that college is almost pointless. Now, I will say college is important because of the
fact... If you say anything about social getting you ready for the real world or something like
that's fucking stupid.
Jamie said that the other day, and I thought that was the...
Getting ready for the real world, that's called high school and good parenting.
Well, I was going to say that's called just... When you move out on your own, you figure out the shit.
Say I moved out when I was 17. I had to figure out all my own shit. And I'm good now. I pay all my own bills. I take care of myself. That's called getting ready for the real world. If you have somebody holding your hand, you're not getting ready for the real world. But going back to it, it's kind of, college is still really important because of the fact that, yes, we can Google any answer that we need, but there was still that one person that developed that thing that has the answer from the very beginning to post online. Now, yes, you don't have to go to college for that, but it's a lot easier for a company to hire, like, let's say a software engineer that's, you know, even if it's just a software engineer that's doing it on his own and didn't go to college. I mean, I guess I might be biting my own argument here. You know, they still have to hire somebody that's very experienced in one specific field to create that thing that had the problem in the first place. That's one thing that's a problem with our generation is, I hate to say it, but we're all very well-rounded. We're all good at everything, but none of us are really great at one thing.
Exactly.
And it's really tough on a lot of people because, like, me, myself, there's not that one thing where I'm like, I'm so good at it, I should go into that job field. Because everything that I've ever done, I've made sure that I'm at least good at it.
That really starts to feed into, you know how, I don't, you had a outlier parent, I'll say. But as an example, my parents
were divorced. Your parents weren't.
No, I'm saying outlier parent with, like, your mom is, like, chill. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But, you know, me growing up and, like, let's say starting at 17 or something, when I actually started caring about what job that I would want, what field I'd want to go into or whatever, before I started having the thoughts of going to the therapist about, which
the it therapist could, it, isn't going to give you the answers that you don't already have.
That's what I'm thinking too.
The therapist can only tell you the stuff that you already know. I mean, that's it. That's, and I'm sorry for cutting you off, but that's the thing that kills me with therapists. Their job is to make you average. That is a therapist's job. Their job is to make you not think out of the box. Their job is to make sure that you would look normal around a bunch of other gray people. Their job is to turn you gray. Because if you aren't gray, then you're different. If you're different, you're bad. That's how it is.
Kind of lost my train of thought, but I was saying something about you have an outlier parent, so I'm going to use mine as an example. But when you're, you know, 17 or whatever, or at least when I was 17, started having thoughts about what job field I'd want to go into and stuff like that, and I was asking questions about it. And my parents always gave me the same issue, just go and get a job. And then when I finally got a job that was paying at least, let's say when I was working at the hospital or whatever, it was like paying at least $15 an hour, they're like, that's a good job. You need to stay there and work your way up and stuff like that. They can't really help you on, or at least mine couldn't really help me on, like, they think that I'm really good at it, like as an IT, because I did IT at the hospital. They're like, oh my God, you're really good at that. That's what you need to do. And then they're trying to get me higher up IT jobs. Like, my mom would always be looking at a different hospital. It's a bigger hospital instead of the one that I was working at, trying to get me a job there and stuff. And I don't have a degree or anything. But
when it comes to that, I do want to say this. So the
biggest... I'm going to cut you off so I can finish this before I let you go. And me not having a degree or anything, I'm completely self-taught, so I know the things that I needed to know or whatever, but they always thought that I was really good at it and that's what I should be doing. But it's hard to for yourself to, I don't know what else to say other than diagnose yourself on whether or not, you're good at something. Cause you're always going to think, oh, there's someone better, but it's like it's hard to explain, but your parents really can't help you when it comes to that. Cause they're going to think
they kind of can. So
no, they're just going to look at it like they don't understand that you're well rounded.
The thing I'm trying to say though, they kind of can, because when it does come to software shit and like Photoshop and, you know, IT, we are exceptional at that. We are better than a lot of people. Now, are we great? Probably not, but we're still probably in the top 20% of the population when it comes to knowing about technology, which is considered really good. Your parents can see that. Like, your parents can see the stuff that you're best at because they watch you grow up. My whole entire family, I asked them recently, like, at a family event. I was like, so what am I best at? What do you guys think I'm best at? Every single one of them said I should do cybersecurity. And I thought about it, and I was like, that makes sense. My whole entire life I've spent on computers. I've spent doing Photoshop. I've spent coding. I've spent doing this. I've spent doing that. Everything computer related. I'm good at almost everything, but that's the one thing that I do know more with. And your parents and stuff can see that. But what it also goes back to with the whole them saying you should stick with the hospital job type deal. Back in their day, back in our parents' day, once they found, if they could find a good job, they were lucky. Because there wasn't, hey, I'm hopping on Indeed.com to see if there's any good jobs. There wasn't anything like that. That's that's relatively extremely innovative in like the past 2 years type deal. Just because of the fact that back then it was hearsay. Oh, here, our neighbor Joe said that there's a job at the hospital you might be able to get. He said you got to call Betty at this number. That's how it used to be. So if you did find that job, that's a safe career. You want to stick with it because the chances of you finding another high-paying job, very low. That's why you'd stick with the career field that you're in. Because if you got a job, you're had to stick with it because it's hard to find another one. But nowadays, for me and you, and for everybody probably watching, it's as simple as hopping on Indeed. Oh, there's another hospital job paying twice as much. Let me apply there. If they say no, they say no. Whatever. There's 17 other ones you can apply to just in 5-mile radius. Like, I mean, so you can't really fault them for thinking that way because that's how it was back in their day.
That, you know, speaking of that, it's interesting. You're talking about Indeed and stuff. I applied for a job at, I don't remember where it was at, but it was an executive accountant, and the job description was talking about like talking and getting suppliers and stuff for their business. And I was like, awesome. So I made a resume that would look good for that specific job.
So you lied.
It was an executive job. No, I didn't lie.
So you stretched the truth.
But I put like proprietor of like the businesses that I ran and stuff like that. And I got an interview, and I did the interview. It was over the phone on like what's that thing called, business Zoom, which is like Skype pretty much. Anyway, so the guy was on his I don't know if he's on his phone or his computer, but it was like right here, and we were talking, and he brought up something, King and Keep, which was a like pop culture home goods online store that I did. Mm-hmm. And he was asking me questions about it, and I thought they were like the weirdest fucking questions. It's like, how many people have you interacted with it there, like doing that and stuff like that? I was like, this is fucking weird ass questions.
I mean, that's
because I said that it was an online store.
It's for the job that you're going to be having, though. Like, of course he's going to ask.
Well, let me finish and then you'll understand. And I was answering the questions apparently not the way that he was expecting them to be answered. So he, asked me what King and Keep was, which is something that I figured he would have asked at first. And then when I explained it to him, he said, I'm in the car, I'm about to lose service, I'm going to have to talk to you later. This job was like $80,000 a year. And he's like, I'm in the car, I'm going to have to call you later to finish the interview, blah, 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 blah. And then it sounded like he made car sounds with his mouth or some shit, right? Because I didn't hear a car the entire time. But after he said that, I heard a car. I started thinking about it, like, because he never called back. And then I started really thinking about it. So I went on and I typed in King and Keep. And King and Keep is a huge, like, I used kingandkeep.com. But King and Keep is a huge nonprofit organization that helps little kids, like, what do you call them? Like, volunteers work there. to help little kids with, like, I don't know, let's say, like, I don't remember, so, like, toys or something, giving them toys. I'm almost guaranteed that's what he thought it was. He probably looked it up, and because that's the first thing that comes up, and you type in King Keep. I didn't do any research when I came up with that name, but...
you should just fucking rolled with it, man.
It's like, yeah, dude, I work here all the time. I fucking...
Just call him back, be like, yeah, the online store was just a side part of King and Keep. I took care of so many fucking kids, man. You have no clue.
That was a really good job, though, that I was going for.
I mean, one thing I do... I'm tempted to try it, because I don't think I can get in trouble for it. But just straight up fucking lie on a resume. Just blatantly fucking throw random shit in there just because I can, and half of these places don't even check. So my resume right now kind of has lies on it, but not really. So in high school, I was certified in Microsoft, I was certified in all kinds of shit. Like, I was certified in IT, like, everything. So on my resume, it has all of that on there. They ask for it, though. I have no fucking clue where any of those certificates are. Fuck me, I don't know. So basically, like, I'm so tempted just to apply for, like, a job that I'm almost certain that I could do, but just requires, like, a master's degree or some bullshit. Because there are jobs out there that require master's degrees that I'm almost certain I could fucking do.
It pisses me off that I wanted to really get into marketing, because I started really learning Facebook advertising and stuff like that when I was running the online stores. Then when you look at any marketing jobs, they're all requiring you to have a bachelor's or a master's in communication. Then you look up communications degrees and what you do for the communications degrees, and you're like, are you fucking joking with me?
Very dumb.
Yeah. Or like being a social media manager that you might get, I don't know, I think it's $15 an hour is like $32,000 a year or something like that. They're like $32,000 a year, and they're wanting you to have a fucking master's degree.
You also know what they do, a lot of the social media managers?
They do more than just being a social media manager. They run the ads and stuff.
Yeah. They run all the ads. They have to make sure everything's good. They make sure that this is good, this is good. They delete bad comments. Like, they 24/7 take care of the social media. They wake up at 4 a.m. and reply to somebody important on Twitter, like... They have to do that. Like, it's not an easy job. It's a pain in the ass. And plus, the social media managers aren't usually, you know, just running one social media page. They're running Facebook for, you know, let's say AT&T, for example. They're running Facebook for AT&T USA, AT&T EU, AT&T AU. They're running all three of those on Twitter, all three on Facebook, all three on Instagram, all three on fucking Tumblr, all three on Reddit. Like, all of those, they have to run all of them, run ads, post four different things every single day, reply to so many things every day. And literally, I love seeing, like, whenever it shows the social media managers fuck up and, like, they think it's a personal account or something, and they post, it's like, yeah, me and my bitch got fucked last night, and post a selfie on AT&T. Like, it's hilarious to see that shit. It's a hard job, and you get $30,000 for it. Like, it's not worth it. But it's also one of those jobs where you can actually get into the field without a degree.
You can just start a business and do it. I mean, that's, yeah. I had a friend, I don't think he'd mind me, Adam, and he,
Adam Sandler?
100%. He ran, I think you'd call it like a concierge service or something for doing people's social media marketing. And he's done political campaigns for different people running around West Virginia for a different district, whatever you call them, congresswoman. I don't know what the fuck you'd even call that shit, but yeah, he did that stuff, and he doesn't have he has a degree, but it's like a associate's degree in IT. Something like that. But, you know, he had one other person working with him, helping him get the clients.
I mean, that's it. Like, this goes back to me saying how much I fucking hate therapists. A therapist degree, for you to run your own office, right, takes 6 to 8 years to be able to legally run your own office.
And that's like working already out of school.
Yes.
Working.
And you're not allowed to work until you're done. You're not allowed to give therapy advice until you're graduated. So the thing that's fucked up about it is 6 to 8 years. You know what the average salary is for a therapist?
$30,000.
$45,000. For 8 fucking years of college. $45,000. That's it. And that job is not fucking easy, I'll tell you that much. Because you have to stay up to date with people. You have to actually somewhat give a shit about people. Like, that would not be an easy job.
I wouldn't expect it to.
I love like, seeing I marriage counselors people. Get divorces. It doesn't make any sense. It happens a lot, though.
All right, so we're running out of time here on the camera, unfortunately. So this is going to conclude the end of our episode 0 podcast.
How much time do we have left? I have one question I want to ask. Just real fast.
We don't even have a minute left.
What's your New Year's resolution?
This podcast.
Okay. I don't have one. Okay.
All right. Well,
see you guys.
That ends it. All right.